Okay, Rabbi, this Shabbos, Rez Hashem, will read Parshas Bamidbar, which is always, or almost always, read on the Shabbos immediately prior to Shavuos. Every once in a while, we read Noso, next week's schedule also before Shavuos, but that's the exception rather than the rule. The rule is always Bamidbar on the Shabbos immediately before Shavuos. Actually, the Gemara says, in the end of Maseches Megillah, that you're supposed to read the Klolos Shebetaras Kohanim, the curses, the Tochacha of the book of Vayikra that we learned last Shabbos in Bechukosah. You're supposed to read that right before Shavuos. We don't exactly follow what the Gemara says. The same Gemara says that you're supposed to read the other Tochacha, the Klolos Shebetaras Torah. This is the Klolos and Taras Kohanim, that's Vayikra. That was last week, the end of the year, the end of the Jewish calendar year. So we lay in Parshas Kisavo, the Klolos of Mishnah Torah, the Mishnah, so the Gemara says in Megillah, before the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. But we don't exactly do that either. We always have a Shabbos in between. It's either Nitzavim or sometimes doubled up Nitzavim Ayela. So it's always the Shabbos before the Shabbos for Rosh Hashanah. The same thing on this end of the year. We always read the Klolos of Taras Kohanim, of Parshas Kisavo. We always read them on the Shabbos, before the Shabbos, for Shavuos. Every once in a while, a certain quirk in the calendar, we read by Midbar and also. But anyway, so we want to make the idea that we want to make a buffer in between these terrible klolos, curses. You read all these terrible punishments, and you go right into Yom Tov. You know, it's not the most cheerful entree into Yom Tov. Same thing at the end of the year with Rosh Hashanah. So we want to get rid of all the klolos. Tichlo Hashanah v'klolos. I want to get rid of all the klolos before going into Yom Tov. Okay, so this will read Parshas Bamidbar this week, and a lot of drushes to connect Bamidbar to Shavuos, which I don't want to go into now. I just want to, since this is the last shir, last Thursday night shir for Shavuos, which of course is Tuesday night, I want to speak about something relating to Shavuos that I think may give us, I'll do my paper. That'll give us a.
What are we going to do next week?
Yeah, so next week it'll be Motzei Yom Tov. So I think we'll be making Abdullah this time. But anyway, so I want to talk about something relating to Shavuos and perhaps get an insight into something about Shavuos we've not perhaps thought about before, and get to it regarding a special kavana that we have or should have perhaps when reciting the bracha of Shechiyanu on Shavuos. We know that in every Yom Tov, when we make Kiddush, the beginning of Yom Tov, we say Shechiyanu at the end of Kiddush. Right? This was called the bracha of Shechiyanu in the language of Chazal, it's nicknamed Zman. The bracha on the time of year that has arrived. Shechiyanu v'kimono v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. So we always make the bracha of Shechiyanu on the Yom Tov. Actually, there is a Gemara in the Maseches Erevin on Daf Mem Aleph Medbeis. The Gemara wonders whether that would include Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Do you make Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well? The Gemara raises that as a question. In Erevin, I'm sorry, Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Ki Amar Rabba Mem Amud Beis in Erevin. Amar Rabba Ki Avina Be Rav Huna Ibaylan Mahu Lomar Zman Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Should you say? Okay, that's a good question. Correct. That's the Gemara discussing that. That's a good question. We don't make Kiddush, but the question is, should we make Shechiyanu without Kiddush? So, because the halacha really is, you can say, well, let's see in a second. So the Gemara asks, this is just an introduction. It says, Amar Rabba Ki Avina Be Rav Huna Yibaylan Ma'u Lomar Zman Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. Kevin Nizman Zman Osi Aminan. It comes once a year. It's part of the cycle, just like all the other Tobas, if we should say it. Or Odilma came to Lo Ikru Regolim, because they're not called Regolim. There's only Shalosh Regolim. Only three festivals called Regolim. That's Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Perhaps you don't have to say. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. The conclusion of the Gemara is that we do say Hilchasa Omer Zman Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. That's the halacha. We do say Rosh Hashanah Kippur. We can't say it in Kiddush because there is no Kiddush. So we always say it right after Kol Nidre, right before Ma'ariv in Shul. We'll say it together. No, that's how in most shuls. Right after Kol Nidre, before Ma'ariv, usually before the rabbi speaks. But for Kol Nidre, we have, after all those introductory psukim about Slicha, we say Shechiyanu together in Shul on Kol Nidre night. Because technically speaking, even on Shavuos night or Pesach, you can say Shechiyanu. It doesn't have to be part of Kiddush. You can say it in the street. You can say it in Shul. Right? So you can say it other times too. But anyway, but the assumption of the Gemara is here in Erevin Daf Mem Beis that on the Regolim, for sure you say it. And that's our practice. Okay. So obviously, on this coming Tuesday evening, Be'ez Hashem, Lil Shavuos, we're going to say Shechiyanu in Kiddush. The widespread practice is that women say Shechiyanu by Lichtmenschen, so they're going to say, those who follow that practice will say Shechiyanu at Lichtmenschen this coming Tuesday night as well. But as we'll try and develop this evening, the Shechiyanu of Shavuos has another aspect to it, which will give us some insight, I think, to something different about Shavuos that we should know about. And to that, for that, we turn to a very interesting passage in the Baal Hamor, at the very end of Psachim, the last Baal Hamor in Masechet Psachim. Baal Hamor is a commentary on the Rif of Mizrachi HaLevi. So it's printed, this particular piece is printed on the very last page of the Rif in Psachim, Chof Ches on Aleph, in the page of the Rif. The Baal Hamor asks a number of three interesting questions about Sfiras HaOmer. Topic of the Sfiras HaOmer. So one of the questions is his very first question is, Uvisiris HaOmer, and the Ran on the page quotes it. The Ran on the page here in Psachim Chav Chesano quotes the Baal Hamor. When the Ran wrote his parish, he didn't know it was going to be printed on the same page as the Baal Hamor. They're printed on the same page, so it appears twice. But when he wrote it, he was quoting him. Anyway, so the Baal Hamor asks, Uvisiris HaOmer, Yesh Shesholin, Ma Tam Ein Ano Omrim Bozman. How come we don't say Shechiyonu on the second night of Pesach when we start to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? Usually we have a mitzvah, we do a mitzvah for the first time after not having done it in a long while, and it's a mitzvah that's part of the cycle of the activities of the year. You think of all the other examples. We say Shechiyonu the first night we do it. So why is Sfiras HaOmer on the second night of Pesach, which, let's remember, in Chutzlar, it's the second night of Pesach, or the second night of Yontif, we have the second Seder. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's Chol HaMoed, right? So it's the first night of Chol HaMoed. So why, when we start the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, the second night of Pesach, why don't we say Shechiyonu? Not all 49 nights, but the first night. We say Shechiyonu, like the first night of Hanukkah. We say Shechiyonu on Ner Hanukkah, and the rest of the week we don't. Right, so that's the Baal Hamor's kasha. Then he asks two other interesting questions, not for now. And he comes to the conclusion, he says that the reason, you look in the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Samach Vav, where the Gemara discusses a lot of the details regarding Sfiras HaOmer, the Gemara seems to conclude that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah that we call a Zechel HaMikdash. It's to commemorate what used to go on in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. He says, if it's Sfiras HaOmer, okay, he says, when do we say a bracha, okay, when do we make a bracha of Shechiyonu? He says, the Gemara, if it's Sfiras HaOmer, he says, the Gemara says it's only a Zechel HaMikdash, and even though the Torah says you should count the days and the weeks, and we do that, there's even one opinion in the Gemara, you don't have to count the weeks. You don't have to count the days. It's only a Zecher nowadays. And that is the opinion of many, many Rishonim, that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, right, some of the Rambam and a few others, but many, many Rishonim are of the opinion that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer today is only mitzvah of the Rabbanon. Why? So it says on the Torah, but the answer is you look at the Pasuk in the Chumash, it says, in Parshas Emor, which we learned a few weeks ago, it says in Vayikra, thank you, Vayikra Perak Chof Gimel, the Torah states specifically, Svartem Lochem, Mimochas HaShabbos, it's Perak Chof Gimel, Pasuk Tezvob, Usvartem Lochem, Mimochas HaShabbos, Miyom Haviachem, it's Omer Atanufa. When do you begin counting Sira? On the day when you bring the Karban Omer. Right, the Omer again is a special carbon brought from the new grain of that harvest season. I mean, Pesach is in the spring when things grow. So the new grain, you take, it's an offering made out of barley. It's a carbon mincha. It's a grain offering, barley. And you bring that as an offering the second day of Pesach. So, and then you begin counting. Sheva Shabbos HaSmir Sinat, Mimachas HaShabbos HaShri, Tishmu Chamishim Shom, etc. If you want to hold this thought. But according to the Pasuk, the simple reading of the Pasuk, many Rishonim say, is that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is linked to the mitzvah of bringing a carbon omer. Memela, when there's no carbon omer to be brought, because it happens, you know, Beis HaMikdash, and now mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer doesn't exist. Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is connected to the carbon omer. So and that's what the Baal Hamor says, the Zechel HaMikdash. Okay? And even though, Afal Pi She'anu Monim Yom HaMushruos, even though we do count the days and the weeks, we do it exactly the way it says in the Torah, Minagu Yodin, that's just a minig. Aval Hatino Zman. But to add to that, the bracha of Shechiyonu ein lano. It's a Zechel HaMikdash.
It's
not.
Oh,
1 second.
It's
so
less than Hanukkah is the Rabbanan.
Very good. So clearly, just saying that it's a mitzvah Rabbanan is not enough to tell us, to explain why there's no Shechiyonu. Because you just said Hanukkah, Megillah, and Purim, we do say Shechiyonu. So it's interesting.
The hecker that it's not a Diraisa.
Right, so Soloveitchik said that about that's what that opinion in the Gemara, that's why he counted it differently. Takar show that's not a deraisa. Maybe I don't want to mention that now. So it's interesting. So it, just as a side point to tonight's topic, but I think it's interesting nonetheless on this issue. Rav Elvel Soloveitchik in the Chidushei Hagriz, Chidushei Hagriz Alevi on that daf in Menachos Samech Vav, Amud Aleph. This is what they used to call the Rav Biskarov from the stencil. Because originally, now they got past that, so they print it normally now. But at least we printed, I have an older edition, it was not regular typeset. Because the Brisker is always nervous about printing things, you know, maybe it's not right, maybe we'll know what. So they used to they got out of the concern about printing, the Talmidim would run it off on the old stencil. And so the Briskers keep the word stencil in the English language, otherwise nobody uses it anymore. Who has a stencil? But anyway, so here the Brisker Rav points out an interesting thing. He says that sometimes when the Rabbanan instituted Zeichel HaMikdash, they instituted it to do it the way it was done in the Mikdash. In other words, Midr Rabbanan, we do what used to be Midr Aisa. Like he says, Lulav Kol Shiva. The fact we take the Lulav all week. Midr Aisa, you only take the Lulav the first day. It says, Mechomesh, Lekat Lachem, Ma'omar Ishom. We only have to take Lulav and Esuk the first day of Sukkah. It's not to sit in the Sukkah that you have to do all week. But the Lulav and Esuk is only the first day. Why do we take the Lulav and Esuk the rest of the week? Because it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, right? But what is the Zeichel? To do what they did in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But here, the Brisker Rav writes, he says, by Tzviras HaOmer, they weren't misakin, as a Chakir, he says, they weren't misakin to do the mitzvah the way it was done in the Torah. They dafka were misakin to do it as a Zeichel HaMikdash, almost what you were saying, Josh. Like, as a dafka not to do it in the way, the Rav says, Rav Salavetchik, Nechzi, said the same thing. Dafka not to do it in the way that it was done in Bizman HaBeis HaMikdash, right? And he says, the Mishum Hachi Ein Mevarchin Shechen Al Sirs Omer. Okay? He said, that's why. He said, Al Kain Ein Mevarchin Mekeim of the Zechel of Churban HaMikdash. Okay, as we're trying to highlight the fact that we're not doing it. This is a different, in plain English, or in plain talk, it's a different kind of a Darabanan. It's not a Darabanan that was instituted to do the way it was done in the Torah. It was dafka done in a way we should note the absence of the mikdash, so to speak. Okay, the etzem mitzvah sir enezek moshiach ala osa mitzvah etzem haheges min haTorah haheges manas Darabanan. That's not what it is. Ela al kochad avim mitzvah miyuchedes. It's not that mitzvah, which used to be midaraisa in the days of mikdash, the chacham said we should do it like that today as well. That's lulav, the 7 days of sukkahs. There's a different type of thing. That's what he develops. So can I
have them available?
Oh, so then the Balamor goes on because we still need something else. He talks about today exactly. Because again, just to say that it's a Rabbanan is not enough to explain why there's no Shekhinah, because of Chanukah. Now you add in this twist in the Brisker Rav that it's a different type of the Rabbanan, but still. So then the Balamor asks, he says, Ve'od, Shalom Motzinu Bircha Zman, Elevedover Sheyeshbo Shum Hano. Okay, we only say Shekhinah when we come to a mitzvah that we're excited about. We enjoy it. For example, going to Tilz Lulav, Shubala Simcha. Okay, the lulav is associated with simcha. Smachta, the same pasuk that talks about taking the lulav says, "Usmachta lifnei kerem shivas yamim." Right, it's associated with simcha. Or tchias shofar lizikaron ben Yisrael avim shabashamayim. Shofar reminds us of our connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's excitement. Or mikra megillah, we're happy. The chos rachmana alanu parkinon. Right, they were overjoyed that Hashem had mercy and He spared us from Haman's decrees, etc. And mentions pidyon aben. We say shechanu. Also, we say shechanu because the father said we wait pidyon aben till after the child has passed 30 days. He's not a nafel anymore. He's not going to be still, you know, a child that's like stillborn. So we're excited. He says, but he says usiris haomer ain bo zechel shum hana. There's what benefit? El agmas nafshenu. We're depressed when we encounter Sirius Omer. Why? Because it highlights the fact, like you're saying, that there is no Beis HaMikdash. We even keep saying, I own so-and-so Omer. It's almost like, you know, it's like the pangs of longing. You know, this is what the very mitzvah reminds us of the Mikdash. Okay? And matter of fact, as a side point, Tosfos Menachos in the Megillah says, that I mentioned this many times in the past, that the Rishonim say that that's why after Sirius Omer, we all say that little Yihiratzon, Shebanav Yis HaMikdash, or Harachim Yachzulano. That's a beautiful tefillah. We don't say that after Tkiyah Shofar. We don't say when we take our tefillin off. I mean, why not? That's a fine tefillah. We dafka say it by Sirius Omer because we're highlighting the fact you were saying there's a. So therefore, you put all these reasons together, says the Baal HaMor. That's why there is no Shekhianu on the mitzvah of Sirius Omer when we begin on the second night of Pesach. Yeah.
You never say Shekhion on something. I mean, I can't think of a place where you say Shekhion on that you arrived at this time, something that's bad.
Mm. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's the Balamor's point. We're not so excited. We're not so happy. That's the Balamor's terrace. And that terrace is also shared by others. Okay? Or the Rashba. In one of his Shuvahs, Chelek Aleph of the Shuvahs Rashba, Simon Kuf Chaf Vav, also quotes, he says the Rishonim raised this question. He says, and they gave the answer that we don't find the bracha of Shekhinah other than, and he quotes this basic, this same idea from the Balamor. So these Rishonim are of the opinion clearly that the mitzvah of Sirus HaOmer is Bizman HaZeh only the Rabbanan, and not only the Rabbanan, but it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. There's almost a certain sadness sort of attached to this mitzvah. Now, we take it. Don't mind giving me the Rambam. Give me the two volumes, both volumes of the two volumes. Yeah,
look, we're learning to be in the Union of Sirius HaOmer, and there's some that hold that every day could be a new mitzvah. And
right,
that's
a different show. Welcome a few weeks ago, no?
That one that would hold that you say a Shekhianu every.
No, because you only say Shekhianu when you haven't done the mitzvah in a long while. Let's say.
It's an independent mitzvah.
Maybe each night is a new mitzvah, but
you
did it last night. Yeah. Okay. But, as you mentioned, thank you so much. The Rambam, as Matthew mentioned before, the Rambam is of the opinion, and others, that the mitzvah of Sirius HaOmer today is Midoraisa. And when the Torah says that you should begin counting the Surah on the day you bring the Korban Omer, it's just giving you a marker on the calendar. It's not linking the mitzvah of counting with the bring of the Korban. When do you begin? On the day when you bring that Korban. But not to say that you have to bring the Korban or the Surah. Someone just telling you to identify the calendar day. You know, it's this and this day. Now, the Rambam discusses the laws of Sirius HaOmer in the section in the laws of Karbanos, in the section are called Hilchos Tmidim Musafin.
Even though it's
so
not
the very
connected.
End, right? That's interesting.
Kind of
right, it is. I mean, it's connected, but it's not connected. And he says at the end of Perek Zayin, Halacha Chafa Chaf Beis, Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Beis in Tmidim Musafin. Rambam writes Mitzvah Sasei Lispor Sheva Shavos Tmidim Miyom Avia Avos Omer Shenemar etc. Pasuk. And the Rambam mentions nothing about the fact that today is only the Rabbanan. It sounds kind of like a regular mitzvah, I say. So for him, we're back to the question, why is there no Shekhianu? According to the Balamor, according to the Rashbo, others will hold the whole mitzvah only the Rabbanan, and they add this notion, not only is it the Rabbanan, but it's the Rabbanan that's really a totally different type of Rabbanan. It's a Zeichel HaMikdash, Shekhan Bevel, Salvech, said, and it has a certain Avelis associated with it, or a certain sadness associated with it. Okay. But anyway, according to the Rambam,
there wasn't a Shekhianu by the Rambam.
Well, it doesn't say. I mean, no, we're right. Maybe there was, but he doesn't say it. Okay, he doesn't say that there's Shekhianu. He doesn't say either way. But we assume that it's still a. And he actually mentions the bracha in Chafei. He writes, "It's Tzarach Levarach B'chol Laila Bracha Hashem Asher Kelim Achalam Asher Kishon Son Al Sirus Omer Kodesh Yisbor and so on." So he doesn't say anything about Shekhianu. Okay. But the question is, if we should follow the Rambam, and the other Rishon will say, it's the right, since we're back to our question, why is there no Shekhinah on Sirius HaOmer? Okay? So now, there's a very interesting statement by the Me'iri in Psachim Zayin Amud Beis. The Me'iri writes, he's addressed this question also, it's in Psachim, he's talking about why there's no Shekhinah on the night before Pesach, when we do the mitzvah of Bikas Chametz, you know, and ultimately to destroy the Chametz, Bir Chametz, right, we haven't done that mitzvah in a year. Okay, how come we don't say the night before Pesach, or Larbos, the night of the 14th of Nisan? We should say, why not? That's a dindar moment still. Right, so he says, Shalom Rishonim, huh?
Destruction.
Okay, so that's some give an answer like that. But he doesn't. He's Shalom Rishonim. B'neima Eimrach and Zman ala beer. Ho'o Mizman lezman hu ba. So he says, well, it gives some terutzim, but he says, you get some benefit from it. But then he gives a different answer, okay? And that's how he got into it. And he says, when we call Malcolm, Atheim Sha'alua, Le'inyan Sirius HaOmer. Some people ask, how come there's no Shekhanah Sirius HaOmer? That was our question here, right? And he says, and he gives a different answer, El Shani Omer, you know why? Sirius HaOmer Niftarhu Bizman Shoyomtev. You should say Shekhinah on Sirius HaOmer, but it's already covered by the Shekhinah of Yom Tov. That's what he says. Period. End of report. That's the Me'iri. What does he mean? What Yom Tov? Doesn't say. Just says, I'm reading that. Niftar hu bizman shel Yom Tov. It's already, you've already potted yourself up. You're already Yotzei, the Shekhinah of Sirius HaOmer with, for example, on let's say on Pesach night, we don't say a separate Shekhinah on the matzah. Even though matzah is a separate mitzvah, the Shekhinah you said in Kiddush counts, right? So that what the Balamor says over there, I'm sorry, the Miri says over there in Pesachim, Zayim Rebeis, the Miri says, we don't say Shekhinah because it's covered by the Shekhinah of Yom Tov. He doesn't say which one.
Do it the
let's see, what's going on? Okay. The second night we do because we replicate. That's a different thing. What chutzar you mean?
They count the first day of Cholamot then, right?
Right. They count
so
the first day of Cholamot.
How can
the Okay. Let's see. Yeah.
Maybe it's not really an independent item. It's really hooked on to something else. It leads to something.
So that's let's see.
Aftermath of
let's see. Good. So the Shibboleth HaLeket on the Rishonim in Siman Reish Lamed Dalid. Raised this question. He says, because what is the seer dependent on? Let's forget about whether it's deraisa or derabbanan today. It still relates to Pesach. I mean, it's on the second day of Pesach. So the shechiyano of Pesach covers anything connected to Pesach. That's what he says. He says, in other words, he says, because lefisha zman seer tolly bekriyas Pesach, Kemar the Tamar, as the Pasuk says, Usartim Lachami Mochas HaShabbos. When do you begin counting Zeres Omer? On the second day of Pesach, the day after the first day of Pesach. Right, in Chutzar, it happens to be Yantav still, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's the day after Yantav. Lachay Nira She'ein Mevarchan of Zman, V'daylo Bevircha Zman Shal Yomtav Atzmo. Okay, so David, you ask which Yantav Pesach or Shavuot, so the Shavuot HaLeket is clear, it's Pesach. Okay, and because again, whether it's connected to the carbon very directly or indirectly, but obviously it relates to Pesach, or it's obviously connected to Pesach, and then the Zman of Sirius Omer begins on Pesach. So therefore, it says the Shavuot HaLeket, it's connected, Dailo B'Bircha Zman Shiyom Tov Atzmo. Okay, now, but you'll ask what you asked, one of the others, but it's the next night.
Well, that wasn't in the Machara?
It's linked. That's what he's saying. But still, it's interesting. Okay, I mentioned before. Let's say matzah on Leil Pesach. Then I mean, matzah on Leil Pesach doesn't need its own shechiyano. Yeah, but when there's a break in time, for example, shofar on the morning of Rosh Hashanah, we do say shechiyano. We don't say it was covered by the shechiyano last night. So I could argue, you know, what happens in that same time frame. You made Shechen with Kiddush at the Seder, so that includes the matzah, it includes Arba Kosos, it includes the Sprinkling Shrine, includes Mar, whatever you want, includes any, but it should include something the next night?
Why make Kiddush again the next night?
No, so that's a different din. In Chutz La'aretz, we simply replicate, we pretend it's the first night. That's a different thing. It's a good question, but that's because the second night is a replication of the first night. That's a different issue. But I'm saying that, let's say, in the Tilas Lulav also, on the morning of Sukkot, we also say Shechiyano, the first day of Sukkot on the Lulav. Okay, so wait a minute. So in other words, you're going to tell me, says the Shavuot HaLeket, so you're going to tell me that you don't have to say Shechiyano on the second night when you start Sirius Omer because it's covered by Yantav. That doesn't work when it's a time lapse, it seems. So he addressed that a little bit. He says, "Ain't no domal of sukkah v'lo shetun zman. They ain't enough tarv zman shayomtov atzmo." He says a different teretz. He says those mitzvahs, technically you could have made the Shechiyano earlier and you didn't, you know. It's kind of a technical answer, okay? And there's no shechiyano.
Right.
There's no. The truth is, there's no. Again, by the way, if you didn't sit in the sukkah, the first night of sukkah, because the rain, they do say shechiyano in the morning, you know. So it's a kash. He gets out of it. He says, "Well, these," and he basically says, because at least these other mitzvahs. It gives a teretz. First, he says a teretz about that he could have done it earlier somehow, but if you build the sukkah early, you could tie the lulav when you set it up before and make the shechiyano then. No technical answers. But he says, at least by shofar and by lulav, there's a separate maisa. Sure, there's no maisa. He's just talking. It's just words. He don't do anything. Okay, but I think it remains a good kasha. The deference is really like it. It's a good kasha. It's hard to stretch and say that the brach of shechiyano counts. The Baruch Shechenu of Pesach night counts to Sirius Omer the second night.
If it didn't say the Macharis of Shabbos and it said you should count from the first day of Cholamod, then it
maybe not. Maybe wouldn't. Maybe would. Maybe.
Then it wouldn't be linked.
According to the Shul Lekin. But the Avudram, Rav David Avudram, one of the later Rishonim, writes something else. He says, but again, both the Shul Lekin assumes. He doesn't quote the Miri, but that sheet is assuming that when it says you Yotze the Baruch of Shechenu. For Sirius Omer, with the Shechiyano of Yomtiv, what the Miri means Yomtiv means Pesach. But the Avudram says something different. Avudram says, it's page 10, Birchas Hamitzvahs Mishtem, unbelievable. And this is why I can get to Shuas, because we're coming to Shuas now. He says, Usirus Omer, he asks, why there's no brach of Techen, it also gets started with talking about Dikas Chometz. Dikas Chometz, you know, you're throwing stuff, you're throwing out food, you know. You're not that happy about it, right? It's not so much Simcha. But he says, what he says, the Sfiras Omer, Gamkin Ein Bo Simcha, mentions that answer too, which we saw in the Baal HaMor. He says that whenever there's some kind of destruction, like you said, Dave, or there's some sadness or some suffering, that's how many Rishonim assume that we don't make an Eretz Yisrael. It's not like that. And the Sfaradim are like that. We don't make Ashkenazim, we don't make a Shechanu, a Bris. Bris Mila, we don't make Shechanu. What? Because it's somebody, you know, everyone else is pretty happy, but the kid's uncomfortable, right? So it's Tzara Dinuka. That's Ashkenazic practice. In Eretz Yisrael, they do. You know, Rishlisim Rishalayim, they make a Shechanu, even the Ashkenazim do. I remember, I told this once, I remember here, I was at a Bris once here, here in this right in the old Main, and I guess it was this. Well, they weren't Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, maybe. So they said a Shechianu. So I was standing next to somebody. I said, "I'm surprised they made a Shechianu." So a person I don't know, I guess, would get turns around and he says, "Don't you know it's Minhag Yerushalayim to say Shechianu?" I said, "Yeah, but we're not in Yerushalayim. We're in Dinek right now, you know." So I wasn't sure what he meant by that. Okay, but anyway. But the Avudram says that about Bdichas Chometz and Sfiras almost saying like the bottom, but then he says something else. Listen to this. This is the key for us tonight. He says, Inami, Dailo Bizman Shomar Lakos Bimoed. It's enough, the Shechianu on Yontif. And he said that that takes care of the Bdichas Chometz problem retroactively. You know why there's no Shechianu on night? Well, Pesach is the Shechianu of Pesach to say that covers everything to do with it, it's connected. Why are we getting rid of chametz? Because we have to eat matzah, and it's all related. It's all, why, yeah, I don't know, my friend. It's all, well, it's one big happy mitzvah, you know, so one shechanu suffices. And he says about Sfiras HaOmer, v'chein b'Sfiras HaOmer, kevin shehasfira, eina el tzorech havas habikurim. Let's project the other way. Look back at that same pasuk. Yeah, that's starting in the second day of Pesach, but the pasuk continues. Sheva Shabbos of Sfinus Tiana. The next pasuk, Ad Mimachars of Shabbos Hashviyat Tisbur Chamishim Yom, and then what? V'kravtem Mincha Chadosh of Hashem. There's an end to the mitzvah Sfiras Omer till the 50th day, on which you bring another new sacrifice, new offering. That's called the Shtei Halechem. That's the Shavuot sacrifice. So actually, Sfiras Omer is connected to the Omer, Korban Omer, the second day Pesach, which was a grain offering, a mincha offering made out of barley. And the Shtei Lechem, as the name suggests, Lechem was made out of chametz, made out of wheat. It was a wheat offering.
So on the second day.
So
forward and one backwards.
Okay, says the Avudram, the whole purpose of the Sfira, the Tachlis, the goal of the Sfira is to get to what? To get to the offering of this Korban on Shavuos. Kemoshe Nema, he quotes the Pasuk. So therefore, Dailo Bizman Shomakos Bemoed on Shavuos. He says, again, he's not saying this necessarily in the Meiri. The Meiri is an open question. He just says Yontif. And he says, you figure out what I meant. So Shreleket said Pesach. But the Avudram says, and that's my point, the whole purpose of Sfiras HaOmer is to get to the offering of this carbon on the second day, on the first day of Shavuos, called the Shtei HaLechem. In fact, the Maharil says it even stronger. The Maharil, great and important Ashkenazi posek, in terms of certain many Ashkenazi menhagim, we mentioned the base of the Maharil, Yaakov Levi, Yod Laman Yaakov Levi, Yaakov Levi Maharil, again a German posek, and certainly the Yekis, you know, the German Jews follow the Maharil to the letter many times. But we have a lot of things. I'm a lot of times quotes from the Maharil. Anyways, the Maharil, in what's called Seder Birchas Omer, Birchas Omer, also deals with this question, and he says, by the ain mevarchin shechon of Sfiras Omer, the ain'o ella kemachshire mitzvah. He says, you know, Sfiras Omer in a way is like a hechsher mitzvah. It's like a preparatory stage. I don't even mean it literally. It is. It's independent mitzvah. It's one of Tayag. He's not. It doesn't mean it's a hechsher mitzvah like building the sukkah, you know. But tying tzitzit or whatever. But it means it's like a preparatory mitzvah. By the ain mevarchin shechon, the ain mevarchin the ikar minyana mishum regel the shavuos. The whole purpose of the Sfiras HaOmer is because of the Yom Tov Shavuos. It's leading up to Shavuos. That's the whole purpose. V'adayin lo higia sof shiva Shavuos. The mitzvah is incomplete, right? Like I spoke about a few weeks ago when we spoke about Sfiras HaOmer. We're on a progression. There's a continuum here. We're trying to get to Shavuos, and therefore he says, that's it. So when you say Shechianu, so it comes out from these Rishonim. So that's what I'm pointing out. So I'm saying, in a certain sense, when we say Shechianu on Shavuos night, we should have in mind that this is the Shekhinah according to these Rishonim. Like these are all Rishonim. It's not, you know, some, you know, funny pshat. These are Rishonim talking. And in fact, another one of the Rishonim, the Orchus Chaim of Aaron HaKohen of Lumiel, Orchus Chaim also says, in the end of Os Ayin Gimel in the Hilchus Brachos section of his book, he says, Tom, Lama Ein Rokhan Shekhinah al Bir Chomet, same issue as Sirius Omer. He says, Hu Adin al Sirius Omer, Lefi the whole Toelis is like that. Tisburu Chamishim Yom, Vikravta Mincho Chadosh Al Hashem. That's the whole purpose of it. He says the whole Kavana about it. So, therefore, Lefichach Ein Lebrocha Ad Chag HaShavuos. Okay? Therefore, the Brocha is not Chshayach Tal Shavuos. Okay? And the Klaus Zem Bechum Mechom Hashrach Hashem Ein Lefakbek. Well, that's what makes the most sense and so on. So,
the second night?
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't apply the second. Again, we replicate everything the second night. But I just want to point this out. That's the first thing I wanted to mention. You know, that the, you know, that's part A. That's the idea of the Shekhinah on Shavuos night. So Shekhinah on Shavuos night has a unique status, so to speak.
This is only for learning that Sirius Omer is one count, right? Is one mitzvah.
I don't think you have to tie it to Machlokes, to be honest, because even if it's each night it's another mitzvah, it still has that end. I mean, whether you count each night as separate, like the Baha'i, you know, some of the Machlokes, the Baha'i, and the Rishon, I don't think you have to come to that. I think even if each night is its own mitzvah, but it's still a progression. Listen to the share I gave a few weeks ago. It started with Pesach, but it has a Toelis. And again, it's a Pasuk Chumash. The very Pasuk leads up to that. But what I want to go to now is take it a step further and emphasize how critical, and this is the part of Shavuos that is overlooked. We focus on Shavuos on Zman Matan Tarasenu. Okay, that's not wrong. We say the davening. Yom Chag HaShavuos is Zman Matan Tarasenu. But as we well know, in the Torah itself, the Yontif of Shavuos is never linked with Matan Torah. In the Chumash itself, there's no place that connects. We figure it out, but there's no place that directly connects. What Shavuos is connected to is this carbon, okay, the Shtei HaLechem. That is the, in fact, there is no, Shavuos is the only Yom Tov where there is no particular mitzvah. I mean, it's Hilchos Yom Tov, but, you know, on Rosh Hashanah, you have to kiyush shofar. Okay, on Yom Kippur you have Yom Kippur, the whole different story. On Sukkot you have sitting in the Sukkot and the Tilus Lulav. On Pesach you have Matzah and the Night of the Chometz. Shavuos has no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah associated with Shavuos. I mean, we have a minig, we learn, we stay up all night. It don't mean hugging,
no
but
props.
Huh?
No,
there are no props. That's right. There are no props exactly. And also a minig to put flowers in the Shavuos. Okay, but those are all men hugging. What mitzvah is there for Shavuos? This carbon called the Shtei Lechem, this Mincha Chadosha. This was from the new grain offering. Okay, it was actually, we'll go back to this in terms of understanding. On the second day of Pesach, you brought the carbon Omer, which was from the new barley crop. Until that carbon is brought, you're not allowed to eat from the new grain of that year. That's called Yoshan and Chodesh, right?
That's really
that's the real deal. That's where it comes from, right? That's Yoshan. That on until Pesach you can't eat from the new grain, you have to eat on the old grain, Yoshan. And Eretz Yisrael applies for sure. It's a big machlok that applies in Chutzlar. It's become more popular nowadays, even in Chutzlar. But anyway, Eretz Yisrael for sure applies, even today. But in the Chutzlar, many assume it doesn't apply. The Vilna Gaon made a big fuss that it does apply. Others disagree, okay? But it's not so hard to observe now, those who want to. Anyway, it's a nice chumra. I personally not in Israel, but probably should be. I've thought about it many times. I think that's more chashuv than Chalav Yisrael, or it's more of an issue. But anyway, be that as it may. So, I don't go to that now, but the Gemara says it's not like chutzah. It doesn't say there's a stam and a machlokas with a prize chutzah and Gemara and a kiddush in the first part. It's not, may not be two parts. Anyway, I don't go to that whole problem now, but it may be another time. But be that as it may, but in the mikdash they did not bring mincha offerings from the new grain. Mincha means by definition a grain offering until Shavuos. In other words, the carbon, the Shtei Alechem was matir chodesh b'mikdash. The carbon almost matir chodesh b'gulim for every person to eat from the new grain. You wouldn't bring a carbon from the new grain, a mincha offering from the new grain until Shavuos. Okay, that's why Shavuos is called Yom HaBikurim. Bikur means the first fruit, the first grain. Bikurim doesn't have to be fruits; it's the first produce. It was the first carbon in the mikdash brought from the produce of that new season. So that's why it's called Yom HaBikurim, Chag HaBikurim. Okay, in any event, What I want to discuss now is to show you how essential that is to Shavuos. It's just to amplify this point. It's not stam. These Rishonim were saying Shechiyonim. You know, it counts. The very purpose of the Omer was to give. That's the essence of Shavuos on a Daraisa level. I'm not taking away from Matan Torah. We'll talk about that too at the end. I'm not taking away from the obviously Matan Torah Seinu. But we need to appreciate, which not all of us do, the significance of the Shtei Alechem. Okay, and we find that that is an integral part of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And what I want to mention about that is something very, very interesting. If you look in Parshas Pinchas, okay, which is going to be the laning for the Maftir, as always, on the first on both days of Shavuos, right? So it's in the Chumash. So again, the you have by Shavuos, you have in the Chumash that you brought this Mincha Chadasha. That's what Shavuos is, and it tells you. I've had some. I was in so, right. You're counting. You bring these. It mentions bikurim, and you have these lechem, shtayim, shnei asonim. That's shtei alechem, and so on. Okay, very nice. The Ramor writes, by the way, there's a side point, but that's the whole. What's the whole idea of having milchigs on Shavuos? That's about 15 different reasons. I mean, even have 15 reasons before the you know where it comes from. So the Ramor writes, it's not that you have milchigs. I mentioned in the past, you know. In my house, we have fleshigs at night, like every other yontif. And, you know, many people, I'm not planning what they have to do, but I know that my children used to complain because they used to, when they were kids, they used to go after, you know, to the shuls for, you know, when they had the kids sticking on the shuls, and ice cream and cheesecake. And, you know, my son would say, oh, no, we're a fleshig. They would look at them, fleshig? What kind of home do you have? Look at them like at 6 cents. Like, what? Who has fleshigs on shuls? But many people do. So during the day, Ramon seems to write, you should have two meals, one milchig, one fleshig. Because you have to have two, that one's going to have two different loaves of bread, two different rolls, because you don't eat the same bread with milchigs and fleshigs. So in order to guarantee that you're going to have two different loaves commemorating the Shtei Alechem, that's why you have milchigs. Have one milchig meal, one fleshig meal. Okay, anyway.
So you have three suitors on, like
yeah,
a Shabbos?
Yeah, yeah. So whatever, if you want to. I don't impose that on the whole family, but usually we have milchigs for lunch, and then afterwards, a little while later, have some.
That's strange. Okay.
Some people do, but I'm not questioning. I'm just, anyway, because some say Yom Tov, you always have to have fleshig. Anyway, but I want to point something out. If you look in Parshas Pinchas, where you have the musaf offerings for every carbon, okay, when it comes to Shavuos, it says in Perek, Chof Ches of Bamidbar, Pasuk Chof Vav, Uviyom HaBikurim, that's Shavuos, right? Ba'akrivchem Mincha Chadosha L'Hashem. When you bring that Mincha Chadosha, B'Shavuos Seichem, on your heart of Shavuos, Mincha Chadosha L'Hashem, etc., and then it tells you what the Musaf offering is. So, isn't that a strange introduction? It doesn't say that, you know, when it comes to Pesach, okay, on the day when you eat matzah, they're not talking about the mitzvahs of the yom. It doesn't say, the truth of the matter is by Yom Kippur, by Rosh Hashanah, does say yom true yalachem. But by Shavuos, but it doesn't mention by any of the other mitzvahs, the other karbonas that are brought. It doesn't mention the karbon chagiga, karbon, you know, olas re'iyah. But by Shavuos, it mentions in Pinchas, it defines the day. Over yom ha-bikurim. And when is that? I'm just stressing that shows you that mincha is part of the essential definition of Shavuos. It's part of the title, so to speak, of the Yom Tov. Okay? As a matter of fact, it's very interesting. We don't see, for example, when it talks about Pesach, the karbonas that are brought during the week of Pesach, that in the mention, and on the second day you bring the karbon omer. That's not mentioned in Pinchas, because that's not nothing to do with it. That's mentioned back there in Emor. We talk about the mitzvahs of the day. You mentioned the carbon omer. Good. The second main page, you bring the carbon omer. But you notice that difference. Again, the carbon omer and the shtei alechem bracket the sirah, but the carbon omer is not mentioned as an essential element of what was done on Pesach. Whereas the shtei alechem is mentioned. And that's what I want to say here. And really, Rav Zolti, we'll see in a second, Rav Sal Zolti, or the Rav Yerushalayim, and the Sefer Mishnas Yavetz discusses this. And it basically says that the carbon omer on the second day of Shavuos is not really a Pesach. It happens to be on Pesach, so to speak. Now, that's almost coincidental. Nothing's coincidental, but it's not an essential part of Pesach. It just so happens that it's done on the second day of Pesach, but maybe that's why the Shechiyon of Pesach doesn't cover it, because it's not a din in Pesach. It happens to coincide with Pesach. You know, I don't mean more, but it's like the guy happens to have yahrzeit on Pesach. It's not new in Pesach. That's what it is. Okay?
Pesach, I can't tell when Shavuos is.
Right, but that's true. But you need... You're right. Okay, so it's still linked to Pesach. But what I'm saying is the Korban Omer is not an essential element of Pesach. It's on Pesach. We observe it on Pesach.
That's the case. You could almost say Shavuos is only derisive of Zman Pesach Mikdash.
All right, if you want to take
but
it to
the entire
Yom
Tov is like on
right.
Okay.
But again, you're right. The good horror.
It's the only chaz that has an inherent need for carbon.
It's true. It's a good point. But again, on the other hand, I wouldn't say. Let's say for some reason the person doesn't have a shofar. It doesn't mean he doesn't observe Rosh Hashanah. It's still the right. He just can't do the mitzvah. So it's still. But you're right. I mean, or God doesn't have a sukkah.
Or maybe
little,
he's not.
God
not mekayim the mitzvah.
Fully,
right,
maybe. But okay. It's
like
not
we
a full, not a mitzvah b'shleimusa. I would hear that. But anyway, that's what I wanted to mention. And it's very interesting because the question is actually raised. I don't go into it in great detail now, but the Birkei Yosef in the Chidor in Sinan Tov Tzadi, that's in Aruchayim Sinan Tov Tzadi, the Birkei Yosef Katan Aleph, he wonders, he says, basically the question is why we don't do this. But he said, let's say a guy was davening on the second day of Pesach, daven Musaf, and this is what he says here. Okay, Misha Omar B'yom Shein Shal Pesach B'Musaf, a guy was davening Musaf, and he said, Bisham Nasa Manechas Kamanos Chosin and Tevinim Kitsidro, Musaf and Gilchos, on, right? Es Musaf Yom Chagamatsas Azeh, okay? Ves Korban Homer Nasa Manachriv. He, guys, sticks in a Shmonesse in the second day of Pesach, he's a wise guy, he's a smart guy, he said, we know they brought, he wants to put that, and we'll say, you know, future, bring, what is it, you know, we should rebuild B'nai Ve'ech, that's later, but, you know, we'll do everything to meet him. He says, I don't think to disqualify the Shmoneh. Says no, nearer the Ein Machzir Nosol, because he's right. I mean, you know, it's nothing wrong with saying it. And then he goes on to discuss. So why Taka don't we? Why don't we mention the Korban Omer in the Shemoneh Esrei and the second day of Pesach? In fact, you should say, Ves Musfei in the plural. Just like when it's Shabbos and Yom Tov together, we say Es Musfei, because the Shabbos, or Shabbos Yosh Chodesh, we'll say Musfei. You know, why don't we say there? The two extra Korbanos, the extra Korban Musaf and the Korban of the Omer. We don't do it. So he has Teirutz in there, but that's, and he says that Lemaisa, a guy did it, he shouldn't go back. Okay? But it's interesting that there is such a discussion. But the Shtei Alechem, we don't mention in the Shmoneh Esrei and Shavuos, because we do quote that pasuk over Yom HaBikurim. We say, "Es Musaf Yom Chag HaShavuos and Nasim over Yom HaBikurim HaBakrivcha Mincha Chados Hashem." We quote, we do mention it. So that again, why? Because that's more of an essential element of Shavuos than the Omer is an essential element of Pesach. See Pesach Frank in the Mikroi Kodesh volume on Pesach, volume Beis Simon Chofhei. Okay, also. He raises the question. He says, "How come?" You know, he raises an interesting question. How come on Erev Pesach? You know, Erev Pesach. Why don't we have an extra davening and make reference to the Korban Pesach or Lane? All right, but in the context of that discussion, he says someone else brought up the Amai Lo Maskir B'Chalamoid B'Yom Beis De Pesach B'Musav Akrovas Omer B'Korban Shalom. So he says Ve'Efsher Mishum Di Karo Bo LaHatir Achilas Chadosh. Because again, the essential nature of that carbon is to allow you to eat chadosh from the new grain. On Shavuos, apparently, and this is what Rav Zolti was, this is sefer is called Mishnas Yavetz, okay, has a very interesting sefer, Hilchos Amodim, it's Simon Chof Hei, so he has somewhat of an arichas on this topic, and he says that no, on Shavuos, the carbon Shtei Lechem has two functions. Number one, it's matir chadash in the mikdash, so now on you can bring the grain offerings from the new grain. But it's also a kind of an essential element of Shavuos, okay, the way we've been saying it over here. And he brings some interesting rayas. He said, if you take a look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Tevilin Musafin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, when he talks about the Korban Omer, listen to what he says. He says, B'Pesach, makriven Korban Musaf b'chol yom, yom harishon yom ha'shvi, right, whatever the carbon is, Parim Shnayim, whatever it is. Then he writes, "B'yom Sheni Shal Pesach," on the second day of Pesach. And then he says, "Shehu Yom Shisha Asar B'Nisan," namely the 16th of Nisan, "Makriven Yeser Amusaf Shal Koyom," in addition to the regular Musaf of Yontif, okay, which you're on a Chalamoy too, you bring this extra carbon, Keves La'ola, Im Omer Trufa.
V'hi mincha shel tzibur kol shvi'anu. What's the Rambam result? What's the Rambam? The second day of Pesach, which is the 16th of Nisan. Was it something telling us what the calendar date is? Why does he bring that up? Well, I don't know what he tells us that for. We know what day it is. We know when Pesach starts. Well, I'm just saying the second day of Pesach. So Zolti is Medayik. He says no, because the essential thing, it's the 16th of Nisan. Happens to be the second day of Pesach, but that's not the Iker. It's incidental to Pesach, right? And he contrasts that, to Zolti does, to what the Rambam says in Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph, V'yom Chamishim Yisiris Omer Hu Chag HaShavuos V'hu Atzeres U'v'yom Azeh Makriven Musav Kimo Musav Shchosh Shnei Parim, etc., etc. And V'od M'v'yesa Musav V'yom Zeh Mincha Chadosh Shtei Alechem, with everything accompanied that. But he contrasts. By Siris Omer, the Rambam tells us the calendar date, as if to say it's the calendar, the 16th of Nisan. Just so happens the 16th of Nisan is the second day of Pesach. But it's not a Pesach thing. But by Shulis, it's much more essential. Now, you could argue with this, Sora, because the reason maybe the Rambam... My point is, or resulting point, why didn't the Rambam here in Perkhez tell you the calendar date? Like he told you, why don't we say the 50th day, which is the 6th of Sivan? He didn't say that. Now, that's not a great riot by itself, it seems to me, because Shavuos, in the days when there was Kiddush Al-Piri'iyah, was not always the 6th of Sivan. It goes back to you said. Shavuos was always 50 days after Pesach. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Davav that Shavuos is Pa'amim Behei, Pa'amim Bevav, Pa'amim Zayin. Some years Shavuos was the 5th of Sivan, some years it was the 6th, some years the 7th. It depended whether the intervening months were 30-day months, was Nisan and Iyar, the intervening months, were they full months? If they're both full months, it was the 5th. Okay, if they're both shorter months, it was the 7th. If they're both one of each, is what we have, it's the 6th. So that could be why the Rambam didn't mention the calendar date. But nonetheless, Zolti feels that this discrepancy, this distinction, that when it comes to Pesach and Korban HaOmer, the Rambam seems to stress that it's part of Pesach, but not really Pesach. Pesach, the 16th of Nisan, as opposed to Shavuot. That's just a proof that it's a.
There's a Borkulakum spiritual that. The Shavuos is just the culmination of Pesach.
Yeah, okay, we're not trying. I don't overstate the case. We're not trying to say that there's no connection or there's no. No, that we're not going to say. But the question is part of the essence. Then he brings what I think is a very interesting raya from Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Dal Halacha Dalet. You know that the Kohanim.
This is the Rambam.
The Rambam. The Perek. This is the result you bring a raya from another Rambam. The Kohanim. So they were divided into groups. You know, you had mishmaros, different groups, shifts of Kohanim and so on. And whatever was going on that particular time, so the shift of Kohanim were in charge over there. I just want to find this now. Look, it's Klei HaMikdash. Here it is. Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet. Zolti points this out. He says, listen to this. He says, you know, Mitzvos Asei, Leos Kol HaMishmaros Shavim Beregalim. Okay, on Yontif, anyone from any shift can come. All hands on deck. They needed more people because lots of people. But he's anyone, and he says v'chol sheyavim and a kohanim berego v'rotz elavod ovei v'cholik imahem. There ain't over lo leich atchegim ishmarcho. Okay, you can't. The other kohanim, whose week it was, whose shift it was, then couldn't tell the other people, you guys go away. We're here today. Okay, that's what it says. Now he says. When does all Kohanim have an equal share in whatever was the meat and whatever else in the different karbonas? The karbonas haragolin. Okay, things which are related to the rego. Okay, but the private things that people bought, that was the Kohanim of that week. And among the other things, he says, avalavodas shtei halechem b'chola mishmaros. The shtei halechem with everybody an equal share in. So that's parallel to the regalim. He doesn't say that about the Korban Omer. He doesn't say that about the Omer. The Korban Omer, I guess, was handled only by whatever Kohanim were on. The Korban, the result he brings is a riot, once again, that the Shtei HaLechem was connected to the Yontif. It had the din, in terms of the Kohanim, of an offering of the regal, unlike the Korban Omer. So that's another riot. And one other riot is the Gemara Menachos HaPei Gimel, which the Rambam, again, discusses in Hilchos, okay? The din is that the Shtei HaLechem, I'll read from the Rambam, it's based on the Gemara. Shtei HaLechem, Einon Boim Elamina Aretz, Okay, the Steh Lechem grain has to come only from grain of Eretz Yisrael, or min achados from the new grain. Shenemar b'moshoschem tavio lechem tzuvah, those are psukim there and emor. But what happens if it was a late year, it was bad weather, it was this, there was no chadash. The new grain didn't come out. It was early year. Let's say Pesach was very early, and the crops didn't take or whatever. If you couldn't find any chadash grains, they would bring the Steh Lechem from the old stuff. What can you do? You have to bring a carbon. There's no choice. There was no new grain available.
You still called it Minchah Chadasha?
So first of all, Zolti points out that the Rambam does not say the same thing. He is silent when in Parag Zion he talks about the carbon Omer. Okay, the Rambam there in Parag Zion Halacha Gimel, he does not say. He says, in Halacha Hey, he writes Ein Mevi'in Minchazu Ela Meretz Yisrael. Same idea. Okay, and there he doesn't say. He's silent. He doesn't say what if they don't have any. Okay, you can bring some old stuff. So Zolti wants him to die. He said it's not the same. The carbon omer, if you didn't have any new grain, you wouldn't bring the carbon. What can you do? You wouldn't bring the carbon that year. But the Steh Lechem, apparently, you do bring. Why? So Zolti goes back and says, because the Steh Lechem has two functions. Number one, it's to be matir chodesh. For that, you must have new grain. For the Shavuos aspect of it, it's proper to have new grain. If you don't have it, you should do it anyway. So all of this, again, illustrates how much the carbon is an essential part of Shavuos. And now we understand, since Siras HaOmer is designed, so to speak, to bring us to the offering of this carbon, so now we understand why the Shechiyano of Shavuos night relates to Siras HaOmer. I'll just conclude, this was all based on the connection in the Torah that ignores Matan Torah, right? The Torah doesn't mention it. But it's interesting, in the Sefer HaRei Kedem, the solution of Rav Soloveitchik, in Simon Kuf, the newer edition, Simon Kuf Tes, he has a different point, okay? He says, Simon Kuf Zayin. It's called Kuf Zayin. It's called Birchas Shechanos Sirus Omer. So he raises the Balamor, and he says, that like we said from the Briska Rav, that according to others, it's a different type of Zeichel HaMikdash and so on. But then he says something else. He says, but it won't work according to the Rambam who holds it as the Raisa. So he says, he quotes the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Shin Vav. The Sefer HaChinuch goes the big deal. He says he links Sirus Omer with Matan Torah. And he thinks Shorish Mitzvah Sirus Omer if you should call Ikaron Shal Yisrael Eino Ela Torah. Okay, the whole purpose is Torah. He goes on, he waxes very eloquent about the importance of Torah and the whole thing. Okay, and the whole purpose of the countdown is anticipation to get to Matan Torah and so on. Okay, because we can't wait to get there. The whole purpose here is Omer. Mavur, the Chol Mos Mitzvah Omer Bnei Shaddai Ohigadol is Man Shamatan Torah. The whole Sirus Omer, the Rav said, is another sort of anxiety associated with Sirus Omer. We're not there yet. We're desperate. You're counting down. You're like, in Shiva High School, right? They have a chart. How many days left till graduation? Right? Every day there's a ceremony. You make an X, right? So, in other words, when you're anticipating, you can't wait. You just can't wait to get there, right? So he says that's a Sirus Omer. And he says, in a certain sense, in Sirus Omer, the whole 7 weeks, we're frustrated. We're not there yet. Another day. Come on. Let's get there. We're almost there. We're soon there. You have a charter home or the whatever. Right? So he says, finally, that's why we don't say Shechiyano before. But when we get to Shavuos, he says, Birch Hashem, he hodah. Wow. Shekiyamano v'higiyano. We got there. We did it. It reminds me of a story. It's Jewish. I'm just saying it is Jewish, but it's taking the same concept that we said about the essence being the Steh Lechem. For us, very much Shavuot is associated with Matan Torah. So I'm just applying, the Rebbe is applying the same Svara to Matan Torah. The Shechiyano of Shavuot was so excited that we made it. My son, my son Yaakov, so a bunch of years ago, YU sometimes sends students to go to different places out of town to learn for a few weeks with people. So he was once in Kansas City. A few guys from the call were sent to Kansas City. And they were there, I think, for 3 weeks, which included Shavuos. It was this time of year. So he was there for Shavuos. So he said the last night before Shavuos, it was a very nice man. They met, right? They were in front of him. So he said after Myrav tonight, he's having a little... Like a tikkun, donuts and soda and juice or whatever it is, a little kiddish, okay? So
and didn't yet say what it was for, whatever. So he invited all the handful of guys, the shul, and his children came. It was like 8 o'clock, and his children came, and he made a big fuss. And what was it for? My son told me, it brought tears. He goes, this man was a Baal Tshuva, and he said, this is the first time he made it through the whole sphere. He was so excited. The last night, the 49th night, he had his children come, and he made a little kiddush, coffee and cake, or whatever it was. He was excited so that he did it, you know. So, again, today it's a little easy with apps and reminders and everything else. You know, it's easy to forget also. So that's what the Rav said. So, again, this, I think, gives us like a different perspective, if you will, on the Shechiyano of Shavuos. We're really saying Shechiyano, v'kimono, v'galon, we got there. We got to the Toelis is the carbon, and that, you know, again, that's from the Pasuk Chumash. We can't change that. But the Drush, Rav Soloveitchik added, but it's based on the Sefer HaChinuch. I mean, the Sefer HaChinuch is the Sefer HaMitzvah. He's telling you that the essence here is almost a countdown to Matan Torah. You know, it doesn't say that in the Chumash, but he doesn't talk about the carbon. He talks about the, and Rav Shurkin wrote Hari Kedem says the Baal HaKedah in Parashat Samar. Akedah Yitzchak, Yitzchak Arama, also the similar approach with the Rav said over here. So I think it is interesting, you know, that the part of the sadness of Sira, the frustration, how can you say Shechana? We didn't make it yet to Matan Torah. Oh, now we've made it to Matan Torah here. Yeah, we're really excited. So again, this is just some suggestions and other things to keep in mind when we recite the Shechana of Shavuot. So we should all have a wonderful Yom Tov. Okay.
Sure. You said before the Kohanim would share in the...
Went out of turn. Maybe it went off on that. Say it again.
Share in the two loaves. The Kohanim would share on Shavuot.